Kelvin Trillin is best known for his humor pieces and writing about food in The New Yorker and for his columns and poems in The Nation. He's also written several long pieces about murders. But his new book, Remembering Denny, is the first time he's written about the strange death of someone he's known. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
Kelvin Trillin has always been more than a humorist. His reporting takes him to some odd places, where he finds spiders as well as laughs. His wry novels are also melancholy. Even his puppy dog poems in The Nation have been known to bite. But he has seldom been less than detached. As if, like a Japanese landscape painter, his delicate black brushstrokes were for the ages instead of the newspapers. But Remembering Denny is different. A sadder man has written a perplexed book. He is disappointed in himself. He learns from an obit that a college friend, Yale class of 57, has committed suicide. He finds at a memorial service in Washington, D.C., that his friend's colleagues at Johns Hopkins thought the man to be distant and difficult, if not bitter and tormented. He remembers the Denny he'd known at Yale, a golden boy in Life magazine cover story, a Rhodes Scholar, and, or so they imagined, a future president. He treads water for a while in these discrepancies and then decides to investigate. And after Trillin has investigated, he meditates. Oddly, by the end of Remembering Denny, we don't know what made him seem so special to his New Haven friends. We must take Trillin's word for it. But it also doesn't really matter. Like Trillin and like so many of us, Denny came out of the West, from public schools, and a lower middle-class family ambitious for their best and brightest boy, to an Ivy League college from which he'd graduate with a sense of entitlement, along with his diploma. At Oxford, Denny wasn't so special. In Washington, with the Carter administration, as an economist specializing in third world problems, he was unimpressive. At Johns Hopkins, he could never finish his book on the foreign policies of Richard Nixon. Meanwhile, medical science seemed helpless to ease a lifelong back pain. Psychoanalysis failed to help him resolve his homosexual feelings. He cut himself off from his family and stopped speaking to his friends. He even stopped sending back his alumni notes to Yale, as if he'd let old Blue Eli down. Trillin broods on received ideas of success and failure, on the changeling in all of us, switching social classes as if they were Harris Tweed sport coats, on peer group attitudes about being gay in the 1950s, on the sense of fraudulence, of having faked it, that comes to many men in middle age, as if they'll be found out, on the unknowableness of fellow beings. I'm reminded of John Gregory Dunn's Harp, full of so much Irish-American class hatred at Princeton in the 1950s, of Jeffrey Wolfe's The Final Club, about anti-Semitism, also at Princeton in the 1950s, and of the Columbia chapters in Dan Wakefield's New York in the 50s, where yet another Western boy leaped for the sexy light through the rushing waters of the meritocracy, as if the culture for which they had been pressed and punched like keys in a mold actually belonged to them, as if their diplomas were credit cards. Three male children of the silent generation, and now a fourth, are baffled by what became of them, and whoever it was they left behind, as indistinct, as unrecognizable as Denny. If only they'd discovered Allen Ginsberg. If only they'd listened to rock and roll. If only they'd talked to their sisters. But Trillin is sad, and so am I, and so will you be.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Remembering Denny by Kelvin Trillin.